Welcome to episode 17 of As Unfake As It Gets podcast. I am your rambunctious, randicious host, Nikki Podcast, Nikki J. Fox, the host with the most notes, Mr. Hold Nothing Back, King Ghosted, Let It Rip When Ripping Don't Need Ripping to Be Ripped in the First Ripping Place. That's just the way it's gonna be from here on out, bro. It's time to start giving zero fucks about any and everything. As you can tell, I'm back again by myself. Haven't heard from co-host Muff, but Muff will be back. You know, Muff goes on hiatus. If you have followed us from our podcast from way back in the day when we done a podcast on Spreaker, and I can't think of the name of it, Wake Up and Realize. Yeah, there were times where I would have to do episodes by myself. Then we got on Real, aka True. There were times I had to do episodes by myself. We got on another podcast, can't even remember the name of it. There were times I had to do episodes by myself. So here we are back again at the Podcast Factory on this Native American reservation. That is right. For those that don't know, your host, Nick, is a 100% full-blooded Native American Indian of the Choctaw tribe. So, you're gonna get perspectives on things through perspective ways that you never perspective, or should I say prepared, to get before on any dumb level or any articulate level. Because I'm going to spin it to you and I'm going to give it to you the best and only way that I know how. Okay? I said okay? Okay? I said okay? That line might be getting kind of tired by Kevin Hart. I know in the last episode I said that I watched the Netflix original series, True Story, based on Kevin Hart, where he is pretty much himself, just a different name. He is called the Kid in the series, and his money-hungry brother Wesley Snipes sets him up with a girl and makes him believe that she ODs, and Wesley Snipes talks Kevin Hart out of calling the cops and calling a Greek mob gangster who happens to be actor Billy Zane. From Titanic, you know Billy Zane from Titanic, the one that had the cane right before he got on the Titanic, and he was stomping the cane saying God himself couldn't shrink this ship. And you know, like 90% of the people were like, well, if he would have never said that, the boat would have never got shrunk. The only reason the Titanic went down was just to prove Billy Zane wrong. Well, yeah, that Billy Zane was the Greek god mobster that was in on it. But I went back and I watched it again. It was even doper the second time. So I definitely recommend doing it. Since last time we spoke, I downloaded Paramount Plus. I've been watching Mayor of Kingstown. It's pretty good. It's not what I thought it was going to be. You know, I thought it was going to be more like of the movie The Town, you know, with Jeremy Renner and Ben Affleck. I thought it was going to be something like that. Now, I will go ahead and tell you the premise of the story, which you could gather the premise of the story from the trailer, so I'm not going to give you any spoiler alerts. But if you are afraid that I'm going to give you any spoiler alerts, let me tell you and say it now. Possible spoiler alert. Possible spoiler alert. Turn your head away. Skip a few minutes. It's about where Jeremy Renner is labeled the mayor of Kingstown, where he's not the legitimate mayor, but he's labeled the mayor of Kingstown because he controls what goes on in jail, whether it be county or prison. If the Bloods come to him and want drugs brought in, they get it. The Crips want drugs brought in, they get it. The Mexicans don't want to lock down, to go down for 2 or 3 months, they get it. And all because of Jeremy Renner is that guy. Jeremy Renner can make that shit happen. So it's definitely worth checking out now. I'm liking episode 5, and I'm not gonna lie, it's kind of getting old to me. It's gonna have to spunk back up for me to get back into it. But I plan on getting into Yellowstone since I now have Paramount Plus. I'm gonna check that out before my 30 days expire. You know, I can't believe that I am doing an episode before New Music Friday. New Music Friday just dropped 12 minutes ago. What I might do is I might just save this audio here and then tomorrow go back and talk about new music and add that to the fray. There was something else on Netflix that I watched that I went back and rewatched. Oh, no. It wasn't Netflix. I watched that Deepwater House movie. It was about that movie where there was a house at the bottom of the lake and it was haunted. And I'm not gonna lie, it fucking freaked me the fuck out. Not far as scared me, like far as freaked me out. It scared me far as there's like tons and tons and tons and tons of jump scare moments. Like, I give them credit where credit is due. Where the jump scare moments you think are gonna happen don't happen. And when the jump scare moments that you are like, okay, things are going entirely too smooth, you know, there's not gonna be a jump scare. There may be one here in a little bit, just bam, jump scare. But when you got that bam, 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 oh, it's finna be a jump scare. Bam, 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 it's finna be a jump scare. Hold my hands, finna be a jump scare. Nothing. But when they're cruising along, bam, got 'em. So, be prepared. Be prepared to, I recommend watching in the dark with a phone. Not even a TV, with a phone. So get it as close to your eyes as possible with headphones in the dark. I recommend watching it that way. And then give me your feedback. You can hit me up on Twitter at AsUnfakePodcast. Facebook at AsUnfakePodcast. Instagram at AsUnfakePodcast. You could do that. Let me know. I'm trying to get back in the loop with my fans. That's why I'm doing as many episodes as possible to get this shit back. You know, re-entering the way it was supposed to be, re-entered the way it was supposed to never stop. And for those that forgot why it stopped, on August the 9th, 2021, I was on foot and I was ran over by a vehicle and the vehicle got stuck. The vehicle bottomed out with my legs stuck under the car, right under the hot ass motor and the transmission and the leaking oil and all that. And it just burnt through all of my flesh to the point to where there was no return of saving the leg whatsoever. I knew once my leg was under there 45 minutes and the pain that I was feeling before they even took the car off of me, I looked at the officer that was sitting beside me with his arm around me, you know, trying to comfort me, trying to do his job. You know, you can't hate on 5-0 when they do a job of that magnitude. But I looked him in his eye. I looked to my left, looked him in his eye and told him, I'm not coming back with my right leg. And you know, he, whether he knew that or not, he said, well, you're not a doctor, I'm not a doctor, you'll probably come back with it. And I'm like, man, I know my body. If I don't know anything, I know my body. I'm not coming back with it. And sure enough, I didn't come back with it. And not only losing the leg, collapsed lung, 6 broke ribs, skin grafts, pneumonia, all that kept me out of commission of podcasting for way too long, man. For way too long. But now I'm back at it again. We had Thursday night football on, but I don't know if it's still on or not. Have you guys ever played that Fox Bet Super 6, that Terry Bradshaw shit, where if you get like 30 out of 30 points, you win $100,000 or $25,000? It's $100,000 on Sundays, $25,000 on Thursdays. if you guys ever hit that, I haven't. Like, the closest I ever got was like 26 points out of 30. Didn't even make the $2 money, much less the big money. But hey, I was always taught that you cannot hit a home run if you do not swing the bat. And you do not need money to pull women. I was always told that if a girl wants to smash, she's gonna smash. Whether you got her, you know, riding the handlebars of your bicycle, she gonna smash that way. Which, you know, come to find out that's true with a very high percentage of them. But you know what I hate? You know what I hated in my teenage days when I would get these good jobs, bro? These jobs paying $300 a night straight time. That's straight time. When you get those 40 hours in, you do 40 times 300. That's your money right there. Then you got another 20 plus overtime coming. Time and a half. Murking them. And as I'm murking them, me 18, 19, dumb as fuck, while I'm at work on night shift, keep getting phone calls from bitches. Oh, I got the house to myself. I want to come hang out. I want to fuck this, that, and the other. Blase, 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 blase. And the shit went on too long, and I finally, you know, went into work one night, and one girl was talking that same shit. So I said, you know what, fucking, I'm going to quit. I'm going to walk out the door now, and I'm going to be headed straight to your house. Guess what? I quit. Couldn't get on the phone. Ain't that some motherfucking bullshit there, boy? God damn. And if you're a loyal listener of As Unfake As It Gets, or if you were a loyal listener of Real AKA Truth Podcast, you know that when I was in high school, I graduated the class of 07, and I was dating a girl that went to a different school who was graduated in the class of 08. I had plans on going to the Navy. You know, done signed papers, done got a $250,000 scholarship check. But she begged me not to go. Pleaded with me not to go. I didn't go. I stayed. Next go around, it's time for her to graduate. Guess what this bitch does? This bitch packs up and goes to the school all the way in fucking Oklahoma. And let me reiterate for those that don't know, we live in Mobile, Alabama. Well, we live about an hour north of Mobile, Alabama, in a town where the population is only 64 people. So, but guess what though, bro? Guess what? It come back to bite her in the ass. She went to Oklahoma, done what she had to do, opened up a bakery shop that failed. Now she's right back where she started with two, three, four children. I'm hearing she's hoeing around on her boyfriend. Now, ladies, this is what I want to know. I know in a million years you will never consider it running around, but it's running around because I'll consider it running around through the eyes of me if I do it. If you're with a dude and then you break up with a dude, and then 8 hours after y'all break up, you go fuck another dude. Just because y'all were broke up for 8 hours doesn't mean you did not fuck around on him, you know. You gotta at least give it 48 to 72 hours before you fuck somebody else to where it's not considered being a runaround on. You know what the fuck you're doing, ladies. You do that shit to make homeboy really jealous. Especially the motherfucking females that break up with their dudes and then go fuck another dude and then go tell their ex, their recent ex, that, hey, when we broke up those 4 days, I fucked two dudes. Like, man, why does the women choose to be so scandalous? I never know, bro. If I knew, I might not be in the predicament I'm in now. And a lot of things I can't compete with, and a lot of things a lot of other men out there can compete with. A man cannot compete with a woman's first baby daddy, because she's gonna always go back to him. If you're dating a girl and she's got like a 6 month old child, and then you and that girl separate, guess what, bro? Her baby daddy, the first motherfucker she going back to the fuck. Even if he's married, she don't give a fuck. But she'll give a fuck when a bullet get put in her goddamn head. Man, people just don't understand. You can only push people so fucking far. You can only push them to the breaking point. And when the point breaks and you catch your brains fucking splattered all over where you sit, stand, lean, kneel, squat, or whatever, it's gonna be too late for you then, man. There's too much dick for these women to fuck to get killed over. There's too much pussy to fuck for these men to get killed over. You just gotta stop, man. You gotta stop. And I know, being in a long-term relationship, when you pour 100% of all of you into everything and every fiber and being that could be in that relationship in that moment, in that time, because even if y'all dating a year, that year only seems like 2 days, because it's like nothing else in the world fucking matters except you and her, and in that time and in that moment, man. And when it comes to an abrupt end, it hurts like hell. There's no need for me to lie to you. It fucking hurts like hell. You don't want to eat. You want to sleep, but you can't sleep. And when you do fall asleep, it's daylight. 6 a.m., 7 a.m. daylight. And then you hoping you sleep to 2, 3 p.m., but you up at 11 a.m., if not before. So that love sick shit, man, gotta learn to get over it, man, because if not, the next one's gonna do it to you, and then the next one's gonna do it to you, and the next one, and the next one, and the next one, and the next one, and the next one. So my technique of how I've been getting over all my exes is I just don't write back. I assume that if they write me, they around that baby daddy, and I'm not getting the satisfaction of writing them while they're around that baby daddy. It's not finna happen, Cap. Not at all. Not now. Not ever. Ever, 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 ever. And I ain't gonna say no names, but this chick here, she can't come to my house no more, bro. I've told this girl thousands of times that if you can't stop fucking with your baby daddy, then you gonna stop fucking with me. But she just don't believe that grits is grocery. She just don't believe that tea is a liquidy beverage. But she gonna get showed, bro. She'll write me before I write her. I promise you that. I fucking promise you that. There's no doubt about it. No motherfucking doubt about it. What else is going on in the world? Justice Smollett looked like he might just be getting probation from way back in 2019, from where he staged his own beat down to make it look like a hate crime so he could get higher popularity and higher roles and higher shows and higher movies. But it's looking like he might just get probation or maybe time served, whatever. I don't know. I don't look for him to go to jail, county. I don't look for him to go to prison. I don't look for it. But that's just me, though. That's just me. We are 19 minutes and 40 seconds in, and I want to give a shout out to celebrity jeweler Ben Baller for hooking me up. You know what you hooked me up with, Ben Baller? I don't want to say it on here. And if I talk to you before I do the next episode and you don't care what I say that you hooked me up with, cool, I'll say it. But in the meantime and in between time, Dust Brothers Podcast, DB Podcast, we're a tight-knit family. We got to stick to motherfucking together. And I wouldn't want to have it any other way. I appreciate you more than you ever know. You know what I'm saying? Because that's going to go a long way. That literally is going to get me back on my feet again. You just watch what the fuck I tell you. Don't let nobody tell you no different. It's coming. It is coming. I'm going to start back pulling full motherfucking weight around Dust Brothers Podcast, Bleach Brothers Podcast, DB Podcast, to where people can't keep track. I'm going to start landing clients left and right, and people ain't going to be able to keep track. It's just the way it is, and it's just the way it's going to be. Last Thursday, Rick Ross put out a song called, I think, Little Havana. It was pretty dope. If you haven't heard it, go check it out. And as far as feeling-wise, do I got anything else I want to talk about feeling-wise? Yeah, I do. I want to talk about something feeling-wise right quick. If you were brought up in the church system like me, like mostly in the Baptist church or whatever, they will tell you that you cannot get into heaven with hate in your heart. You got to love and forgive everybody. You know, I forgive my brother for running me over with the car. I have zero hate in my heart towards my brother for running me over with the car, for losing my leg. I'm a firm believer in faith. I was born October 18th, 1988 at 1 p.m. And at that very date in time, it was already set in stone that I was going to lose a leg at the age of 32. So, whether if it happened by the hand of my brother or by the hand of whatever else, it was gonna happen. That's just me. That's just the firm believer of faith in my side. Did I think about killing him? Of course. Who wouldn't? But those feelings passed very quickly, way more quickly than you could ever expect or ever imagine in a million years to ever ponder to go down the road any further than what you think they should or should not go. It's just, it's hard to explain until it happens to you. And when it happens to you, you only got split seconds to decide, you know, what's going to happen. Because I seen the car coming at me. I had the chance to do some stuntman shit. Shit was telling me to, like, jump up. Because this was a low-riding car. Shit was telling me to jump up. And as I'm jumping, and as soon as my feet touched the hood of his car, just start running up the hood. But then something was like, nah. I've been watching too many movies, Nick. And then by the time I had half of a game B playing in my head, boom, I was hit. So maybe if I would have ran up the car in Matrix style mode, I wouldn't be here today. So you got to look at the glass half full. I got a cousin. His name is Bradson Power Evans. He was paralyzed from the neck down. He would trade places with me in a motherfucking heart second. I know that the fuck he would. Trust me, when I come home with these broke ribs and all of this swelling and shit like that, I know what it was like to not be able to get up and go get a swallow or drink when you fucking thirsty to drink. Or what it was like to be laying in the bed and have to take a piss, but the piss jar is fucking full. So you gotta muster up the strength to go to the bathroom just to fucking piss back in the piss urinal. Take her home or again. It's just, you know, it's a very slow process. For those out there, if you don't have money right off the rip, if you don't have insurance right off the rip, it's a very, very long process before you get another limb, a prosthetic limb. Let me be the first to tell you, you know, I was promised that I would be walking by December the 8th, but am I? No. Maybe by February. Maybe by February. That's what I'm shooting for. Let's shoot for February. I think I can handle another month and a half. Another month and a half. I think I can handle that. I really do. I'm pretty sure I told y'all about the haunted house that was under the water. The deep water house with a bunch of jump scare moments, and I closed my eyes. Look, I'm not going in no house like that in the above ground daylight, much less underground with only X amount of oxygen. Fuck all that. I won't be able to come up and breathe if I need to, you know. The sensibility of knowing that you could come up to breathe is a hell of a lot different than the unsensibility of knowing that you can't. Because I wrecked the car off a bridge one time and I knew my wallet was in the passenger floorboard. But as I go to the passenger floorboard and go underwater and I'm reaching around, I'm only reaching around for 3 seconds. I go to panicking because I know if I need to breathe and I lift my head up, I'm still going to be in the car. So I got to come back out of the car to catch breath. So I know how it is, and I thought about that shit the other, I ain't even gonna say it the other day, I thought about that shit today, matter of fact, about, I don't think I believe in life or death situations, strength, moments of power, like, for example, how women can pick parked cars up off of babies. I don't believe that. I really don't believe that because I had the will to live. I had the will to save my leg. I couldn't get my leg out from under that car that night. It wasn't in the cards, man. It was not in the motherfucking cards. I wish I had somebody on here with me so they could talk about some more gossip. I want to give a shout out to the shopping app Mercari, Mercari, Mercari. You can get about anything you want for very low prices. I got a 2018 Franklin American Mortgage Music City Bowl Champion Auburn Under Armour shirt that was labeled at $28, and I got that bitch for $10. I got a WWE or WCW NWO shirt, $9. I got True Fit headphones, $9. You know, I got the Motorola GC75G Play, $39. So check out Mercari. Mercari is the best Christmas shopper, whatever you could think of that you need, it's going to be on there. You can filter it out. If you want shit to be brand new, You can filter it out to where it's brand new. You ain't gotta wear shit that people's been wearing. And even after you filter it out to be brand new, you could filter out the price range. You could go type in $1 to $20. Boom, you're in there. You know what? I think I'm gonna order me some basketball shorts now. Like maybe they got some A1s on there, some brand new A1s that ain't been, you know, people ain't been popular on them. And this is a question I wondered, why did the black people, you know, I got a black best friend, so I can say this, Muff, Ladarius Gale, 30 minutes and 45 seconds in, why did the black community bring back the Champion brand clothes, all except for the shoes? Y'all wear the basketball shorts, y'all wear the shirts, y'all wear the hoodies, y'all wear the jackets, y'all wear the cologne, y'all wear it all except the shoes, y'all wear the snapback hats. Why not the shoes, man? I mean, I don't get it. If you're not beneath wearing all that other shit, why the fuck aren't you beneath wearing the shoes? Wear the fucking shoes, man. They're shoes. You don't fucking care. Most of y'all are in your 30s. Who the fuck do you have to impress? Me? I have nobody to impress, bro. I got one fucking foot. And even if I get a prosthetic leg with another foot on it, I still ain't gonna care how my kicks games look, bro. I'ma tell them, and if anybody asks, like, Nick, what kind of shoes you got on? What the fuck you got on Reeboks for? I'ma tell them, man, look, I got one fucking foot. I don't give a fuck about how my feet wear look, man. Get the fuck out of my face. And if you only got one fucking foot, you ain't gonna give a fuck about how your feet wear look neither, motherfucker. And that's just the God's honest truth. The God's honest truth. But that's going to do it for, I'm going to label this as part A of this episode, because I'm going to listen to some new music, maybe check out some Shade Room shit or whatever, Baller Alert shit or whatever, and, get maybe an hour episode going on, and we'll publish this shit tomorrow, which would be Friday. And hey, we'll get it on and popping. This is going to be one of the biggest podcasts in the world, whether I do it solo or whether I do it non-dolo. Stay tuned for part B coming soon. Welcome to side motherfucking B. You know, you remember back in the day, the tape decks, the cassette tapes, we had side A and side B, man. You remember when you used to get, you'd be on TRL, Total Request Live, back in the Carson Daly MTV days. A song would come out, you would want the song, and then you would go to like Walmart or some shit, and you thinking you buying the whole fucking album, but you only buy that one song, and it's got two different versions on each side. Side A had one song, and side B had like the not remix but the remix of it. Y'all remember those tape deck side A, side B deals? But anyway, this is side B. Remember I left off telling y'all that new music Thursday, 11 p.m. was rolling around, 12 p.m. on the East Coast. I live in Mobile, Alabama, Central Time for me. So when it's 12 a.m. up in New York, it's 11 p.m. down here in Mobile, Alabama. But I checked it out, and Ricky Rose put out an album. And it's not his best work, but I will tell you this, it is good enough to hold you over till like Port of Miami 3 or some shit like that comes out. So I definitely recommend checking out Rick Ross's new album, Juice WRLD put out an album. I haven't listened to it yet. Usually when a rapper dies, you know, no disrespect to Juice WRLD or no disrespect to any rappers that have died in the past or any rappers that shall die in the future. But when a rapper dies and more songs come out after the rapper dies than songs came out when he was alive, makes me think that it's either re-releases or makes me think that it's verses from prior songs just put on different beats. So I really don't check it out that much. But maybe I ought to give it a chance, you know, just because it's R.I.P. Juice WRLD, you know, just like Young Dolph. You didn't hardly hear nobody around Mobile talk about Young Dolph, but now that Young Dolph is no longer with us, R.I.P. Young Dolph. I saw all the fuck people's listening to around here is Young Dolph. I'm like, man, why you didn't pop with Young Dolph when Young Dolph was living? Like, don't wait till somebody dies or something to show them some respect. But you know, death sells. Elvis made more money dead than alive. Michael Jackson made more money dead than alive. Prince made more money dead than alive. I could go on the most violent killing spree in the world and then kill myself. I could kill 77 and one third people and then kill myself. And guess what? As Unfake As It Gets podcast would be the hottest podcast in the block. I'd get a hot 15 minutes. Get that hot 15 minutes of fame. Death sells, and you know, death should sell for good reasons, not for bad reasons. Elvis's music wasn't going anywhere, man. But I understand in Elvis's time when Elvis died, yeah, buy all his fucking records up, because you know, who's gonna say they weren't gonna keep making them? We didn't know that there was gonna be a Spotify. We didn't know there was gonna be an Apple Music. We didn't know there was gonna be a YouTube. We didn't know there was gonna be an Amazon Music. We didn't know there was gonna be a Tidal. We didn't know there was gonna be a Pandora. We didn't know none of that. So I get that. But in today's age, like Young Dolph or something like that, you ain't gotta go around getting his music and storing it all on memory cards and hard drive, because it's not going nowhere. It's not going nowhere. You got it. You know, no disrespect. You know what I'm saying? And I'm pretty sure they, I don't know about Young Dolph, but I tell you something that pisses me off when it comes to rappers and famous people making money. This pisses me off. I got on Lil Nas X's Spotify just to be curious of how many monthly listeners he gets on Spotify. And would you fucking believe that Lil Nas X has a link to a GoFundMe account of his own? Or it might be a PayPal of his own to donate money to. Omarion's got his Cash App linked to his Spotify where people could donate money to. Like, come on, man. Come on. Come on. I get it. You know, I've seen it. I've never experienced it, but I've seen it with my own eyes personally. And this is not watching it on TV of rich people, of people getting money and still being depressed and killing themselves. I haven't read it. I haven't just seen it. I haven't just read it on TV. That's what I mean. I haven't just seen it on TV. I haven't just read it on the phone or in newspapers or whatever. I've seen it with my own eyes. My first cousin, blood cousin, her mama and my mama got the same mama and daddy. Her mama and my mama is blood sisters. And she came into money, but it wasn't enough. Money don't make you. Money make people around you. And I seen that with my own eyes. And a lot of people, when my first cousin died, a lot of people in the family expected that they were going to be in the will, expected that they were going to get something. I swear to you, a will never crossed my mind. Not one time. It didn't even cross my mind to the fact to say, well, if money falls in my lap, it falls in my lap. I never even had that thought. You know, fuck the money. It's not even about the money. Fuck the money. It's not about the money. It's about the people, man. People make people. And I ain't talking about a man sticking his dick in a fucking or a piece of pussy, and 9 months later, a baby coming out. I ain't talking about that kind of people making people. I'm talking about people making people. People that you hang with, people that you be with, people that you rock with. That's who makes you, you know? Because you, the way you act around John Doe, you might not can act that same way against Jack Doe. You know what I'm saying? But be true to yourself no matter what. Be yourself no matter what. But still learn how to walk around the stepping stones. Because you might can step on a stone with John Doe and it might not affect the motherfucking thing. But you might step on that same motherfucking stone with Jack Doe and then shit hit the motherfucking fan. And another thing that gets to me is that parents who treat their 10-year-olds like grown-ups, but on the other hand, it gets at me when parents treat their fucking 25-year-olds like children. There's boundaries, man. There's a fine line between it all. You got to know when to pick and choose your battles. You can't expect a fucking 15-year-old to walk a tightrope and not cut up and play, man. And he's fucking 15 or she's 15. They're gonna fucking cut up and play. But if you don't want them around, you know what I'm saying? Fucking ship their ass off to boarding school or some shit. Fucking put weed in their fucking sock drawer and call juvenile detention on their ass. Do something. You want to make a man out of them that fucking early? You want to make a woman out of them that fucking early? Fucking set their ass up for the fucking kill. But don't expect a fucking 15-year-old, you know what I'm saying, to automatically be a fucking 45-year-old in the mind, because it's not gonna happen. You got 45-year-olds out here now that's 45, that in their mind, they still 30. The truth is in the pudding when they say you are only as old as you feel. That's it. You're as only as old as you feel. And you can't say you as old as you are being through what you've been through, because there's people out there who's always got it worse. Now, no doubt, August the 9th, I was on foot. I got ran over by a car. I lost my right leg. Shout out to Ben Baller from the Behind the Baller podcast. If you don't know who Ben Baller is, Google Ben Baller. I'm 33 years old. And if you were in my age, you graduated around 05, 06, 07, 08, 09, you know who Jacob the Jeweler is. You know that. He used to make jewelry for Mike Jones, Chameleonaire, Lil Wayne, all of them. Ben Baller is the modern day Jacob the Jeweler. But make sure you check out Ben Baller's podcast. It's called Behind the Baller. It's available wherever you get your podcast. And shout out to Ben Baller. Ben Baller deemed me the general of the Behind the Baller, the BTB. He deemed me the general of the BTB army. And that moniker alone made my life. I can die now. Put it on my fucking tombstone. General of BTB army. And guess what? I'm going to be 4 foot under with a smile on my face. Y'all did know that 6 foot under shit is a myth, right? You don't literally get buried 6 feet under. They only bury you 4 feet under. Like, 2 feet really ain't gonna make a difference. But, you know, that's neither here, neither nor there. We all know that new movies come out on Fridays, which would be like Netflix and shit. Sandra Bullock come out with a new movie called The Unforgiven. Haven't checked that out. A week or two ago, there was a movie. Maybe even 3 weeks ago, there was a movie come out on Netflix called Red Notice, about where Ryan Reynolds and Dwayne The Rock Johnson steals Cleopatra's $100 million egg. Haven't watched that movie yet. But I stick to my guns when I say check out Kevin Hart's seven episodic series on Netflix called True Story. I've watched it 3 times. It's worth watching all 3 times. Want to watch it a 4. it's really worth watching that fucking much. It really is. And I was doing a practice podcast, and I haven't podcasted in a while, so I did a practice podcast. And in that practice podcast, I talked about podcasters who plague their views off of other podcasters. Like, I'm not with that. I don't roll with that. Like, talk about your own shit. You know what I'm saying? Don't try to make, you're not gonna, look at here, I'm gonna use this for an example. Joe Rogan, let's just say he gets 100 million views an episode. If I bash Joe Rogan every episode of my podcast, I might get 50,000 plays just because people want to hear the good, the bad, the ugly about Joe Rogan. But I'm not going to be on Joe Rogan's level, so I'm not going to talk about Joe Rogan at all. I'm going to make it on my own fucking merit, or I'm not going to make it at all. I've proven to myself that I'm better at podcasting off mic versus on mic. That's just the way the fucking cookie crumbles. But there's this one dude who every fucking episode he's talking about Joe Budden. Like, leave Joe Budden alone. And then I seen him, he talking about DJ Academics. Man, leave fucking Academics alone. Man, get your own fucking bag. Quit trying to make a bag out of other people's bag, bro. Bro, when you make a bag out of the lint that people leave behind from they bag, your bag ain't gonna be worth a fuck no way. You know, it might be worth something to dumb motherfuckers who ain't true to the game. You know what I'm saying? I ain't new to this. I'm fucking true to this, man. I consider myself to be even on mic. You know, I just said on mic, I'm one of the worst. Well, I ain't say I was one of the worst. I just said off mic, I'm better. But on mic, off mic, Alabama, state of Alabama, I'm the best. Hands fucking down. There's no talent wasted. That's why the gig that I got as operations manager of the mainstream podcast production company, DB Podcast, where we publish podcasts hosted by Hollywood actor Michael Rappaport, NBA player Josh Hart, celebrity jeweler Ben Baller, copyright infringement lawyer Richard Bush, former NBA player Rex Chapman, NBA player Aaron Gordon. The list goes on and on and on and on and on. And if I didn't know what the fuck I was doing, I wouldn't have the gig that I have as operations manager of DB Podcast. And people think, because I say I'm operations manager of a mainstream podcast production company that produces podcasts for all these famous people, that I got bankroll after bankroll after bankroll. That is not fucking true at all. You know what I'm saying? You know how many motherfuckers is lined up behind me for the operations manager job at DB Podcast? That will take it on as an internship. Do you know what that do to the credibility of a podcasting career? I'm not dumb. You know what I'm saying? I may have my good days and my bad days. I might disagree with the Dust Brothers on something, but guess what? At the end of the day, the Dust Brother, aka the Bleach Brother, those are literally my motherfucking brothers, bro. Those are my aces. Day ones. Always will be. No matter how bad they talk to me, no matter how bad I talk to them, at the end of the motherfucking day, DB Podcast, make sure you check it out. The letter D, the letter B, and then podcast behind it with an S. DBPodcast.com. Top tier professional podcasting. We got podcasts like the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, hosted by Hollywood actor Michael Rappaport. Behind the Baller, hosted by celebrity jeweler / entrepreneur / actor / slasher Ben motherfucking Baller. His name is Ben Baller, not Ben motherfucking Humble. You know what I'm saying? Don't get shit twisted. Shit ain't sweet. Sometimes shit might not be sour, but shit ain't never fucking sweet. If shit was sweet, bro, I'd be walking right motherfucking now. I lost my leg. They cut my leg off August 25th, but you might as well say I lost it August 9th. August 9th, 2021, I got hit by the car. Never walked again after that. You know, from the 9th of August to the 25th of August, I still had my leg, but they cut my leg off August 25th. And if I had shit sweet, I would be walking right motherfucking now, but I'm still not walking. But shit's not sweet, but shit's not sour neither. I know I got people in my corner. I know I got people backing me up. You know, that's why I try not to let the shit get to me. That's why I try not to let the shit bother you. Because there's people out there that's always got it worse. For example, I was living with my third, fourth cousin, but we considered each other close enough to be first cousins. We wanted to go to the creek, or to the creek, however y'all said. I'm a Native American Indian of the Choctaw tribe, full-blooded 100% Native American. I say creek, C-R-E-E-K, creek. And he didn't want to go. He was hungover from the night before. We begged him to go. I'm talking about for like 2-3 hours, we begged him to go. Until he said, fuck it, y'all getting on my nerves, I'll go. He ended up jumping in head first, getting paralyzed. Like, dude really can't do nothing but move his head. That's really it. His fingers is, like, locked up. He can't even close up his fucking fist. He's got all his limbs, but he can't even close his fist. And I'm willing to bet in a nanosecond he would trade places with me. You know why? I can get on my ass and I can scoot. I can get from my bedroom to the living room, then get in a wheelchair, and then push myself with that wheelchair. I can take pisses. I can take shit. He can't. He has to have somebody stick a catheter down his dick hole just to be able to piss. He has to sit on a bedside pan toilet and have people stick their finger up his ass and dig the shit out. Shit could always get worse. Always remember that. Always remember that, no matter how bad you got it. And I know y'all think it, because I think it, when celebrities talk about how, you know, how they want to kill themselves, they don't come out and say they got $35 million in the bank, but just use that as an example. They got $35 million in the bank. They talk about how depressed they are and how they want to kill themselves and this, that, and the other. And then you like, well, why don't you trade your $35 million bank account for my 35-cent bank account? And then let's see how you feel then. Money is not going to change you. It's not. It's not. If anything, it's going to bring on more problems. Literally, like they say, more money, more problems. Happiness don't last forever. You cannot be 100% happy from the moment you wake up, from the moment you close your eyes. There's going to be something that happens in that day that's going to make your stomach turn. I've seen it happen in person. Haven't just read it. Haven't just seen it on TV, telephone, none of that. I've seen it in person. Just the moral of today is, man, just be true to thine self, always and forever. Be true to thine self. And make sure you check out Rick Ross's new album. This has been Nikki Podcast, Nikki J. Fox, the host with the most notes, Mr. Hold Nothing Back. And until next time, this has been As Unfake As It Gets.